This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
N-Y-Y-S-T. Hello. Why do they doubt the kid? I'm about to prove them all wrong again. I got a low tolerance, cause they don't even know what the problem is. It's me. You waiting on the boy to fail, to hold your breath and face your death. Cause you play a roulette with each step I progress. No less, go ahead and place your bets. Cause we know where we at, we know we top tier. Cause all the hate that you bring, we know it stops there. I'm taking off like a rocketeer and stopping here. It's strange how they cannot see the future, but see profit.
Welcome back. This is episode 489 of the NYYST podcast. We're live on NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian, and I'm with my co-host, Sem.
What is up?
Where's your hat, bro?
I don't know. I'm going to text my wife in a few minutes because I want my hat. Feel weird without
it. Is it going to be a dirty text or like,
Do you want me to make it a dirty text?
You could if you want to. I mean, it's a good night, right? I mean, you should be feeling happy. So,
Yeah. When we first started dating, I asked her, I was like, hey, you want me to send you a dirty picture? And she's like, yeah. And I was doing flood garbage at the time. I was covered in mud, and I sent her a picture of my muddy boots.
And the rest is history.
And the rest, that's how I won my wife over, if everybody ever wants to know. And then I took her to a Yankee game.
Yes. I think that was the first time I met your wife, was at a Yankee game.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Everything revolves around this team, doesn't it?
It does. Fuck them, bastards.
Why are you mad?
Because I still had to watch Anthony Volpe be a piece of garbage today, so I'm going to be mad. I'm still not happy. I do not accept this mediocrity.
Mediocrity. You're making up words
Mediocrity.
now. Don't make up
Mediocrity.
words.
Listen, I didn't go to
Don't
college
make
for
up
6 years.
words.
I didn't go to college for 6 years like some of us.
I didn't either, so.
Oh, seven.
Might have been eight. I don't really know. We're live here tonight on NYY Underground. We're just getting started here this evening. The Yankees swept the Washington Nationals earlier today. They really, I mean, this is the first time all year that the Yankees flexed a lot. They've flexed muscle a lot this year, but this is the first time where they faced a team that really stood no chance up against them, which was really nice to see. I mean, again, we're not putting the Yankees back in the World Series because they got their ass kicked by Boston, but you're taking care of business is something that needs to happen, and it happened here. So the Yankees bludgeoned them on Monday. We were at the stadium to see that. I don't the score, final score on Monday was not as close as what the actual game turned out to be. Giancarlo Stanton swung his dig bick on Tuesday to get the Yankees a win. And then today, it was home run derby again for the Yankees as they won 11-2. And Max Fried returned to form here with 7 innings of one run ball. We got a lot to talk about here. Jason absolutely hates Anthony Volpe, so we're going to give him the floor here later on this evening to maybe pop a blood vessel. But before we do all that, chat, we're live here on the U tonight, so make sure you like this video and subscribe to NYY Underground. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, leave us a 5-star rating and review when you're done listening to the show. And if you haven't done so already, and I'm talking to you, chat, okay, you know this. Season's almost over here, so if you haven't subscribed to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform, please do so. Shows are probably going to be audio only for the rest of the regular season, so don't miss anything. And tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Okay, the last NYYST episode I did by myself because you were all tucked in because it's too late for you. Okay.
Too late.
You're going to say, I'm the old man. You're the one sleeping at 9:30 on a Sunday. Spent a lot of time talking about Anthony Volpe, and because the Yankees benched Anthony Volpe on Sunday night. And then they brought him out for the end of the game to shore up the defense. So it's like when you put your kid on timeout and then he gets ice cream after the punishment. So that's kind of what the Yankees did to Anthony Volpe on Sunday night. And then they benched him again on Monday. Which I remember saying on Sunday, don't expect the benching to last longer than those 2 days. He'd be back in the lineup on Tuesday. And that's exactly where Anthony Volpe was, back in the lineup on Tuesday. Now, I don't know if the Yankees thought they were going to create a soft landing spot for Anthony Volpe by playing him against the Nationals, but it didn't work. Anthony Volpe went 0 for 9 against the Nationals, and he's up to what, a 1 for 34 right now?
37.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's about as bad as it gets right now for Anthony Volpe. Statistically, he is on the worst 11-game stretch in the history of the New York Yankees.
I think Jason Giambi went 1 for 38, but he had a home run and an RBI in there.
It's 6 walks, mind you.
Yes.
The New York Yankees have been around since 1903. So when you do something that's never been done in the history of the New York Yankees, it's newsworthy. So when you have the worst 11-game stretch in the history of this franchise, it's not the type of news you want to be making. Again, I don't know how much more we can say about Anthony Volpe that hasn't already been said. The fact of the matter is that the Yankees went out there and they swept the Washington Nationals. There's a lot of positives you can take out of this. The fact that Giancarlo Stanton is absolutely unconscious right now. The fact that Cam Schlittler looks every bit the part right now of the guy that should be getting the ball in game three of the wild card series. If your season's on the line, who do you trust more than Cam Schlittler right now? Obviously taking Rodon and Fried out of the equation because they'd be getting the ball games one and two. Max Fried, after what I called rock bottom against St. Louis, has now delivered two ace-level performances, allowed one run over 13 innings in his last two starts. But we have to talk about Anthony Volpe. This kid is the story. Okay. The Yankees sweep. The Yankees are now pulling away from, I think it's the Royals in the fifth, in the third wild card spot, where now if, even if Toronto loses today, they're back within striking distance of being three games out of the division. These are all things we should be talking about against with another series coming up where they should be able to just drop their gloves on the field and win three games. But we have to talk about Anthony Volpe. I'm tired of talking about Anthony Volpe, but the Yankees have made Anthony Volpe the story once again. The Yankees continue to trot this kid out there when he has no business playing professional baseball right now. Anthony Volpe has the worst batting average in the major leagues right now. That's not me saying something to create clicks or to create headlines or to chop something up and put it on social media. That's a fact. Anthony Volpe has the worst batting average in all of Major League Baseball right now, while leading the American League, if not all of Major League Baseball, I haven't double-checked, in errors. And the fact of the matter is that the Yankees continue to gaslight you, continue to lie to you, and continue to make you feel like you're stupid by Aaron Boone's comments in the postgame. Aaron Boone in the postgame says he's just in a bad spot right now where he's making bad swing decisions. As if we don't have 3 years of evidence of Anthony Volpe being a below-average major league hitter. Has he been making bad swing decisions for the past 3 years? Because if that's your excuse for him being in this rut, then what's the excuse for the past 3 years? Anthony Volpe has a career OPS plus of 84. I said this on Sunday, and I know we're going to be playing to a bigger audience tonight because we're live. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's not your franchise shortstop. And when your OPS plus is consistently in the mid-80s for every single year that you've played in the major leagues, guess what? You're not a major league hitter. You're a below-average major league hitter. This is as bad as it's gotten for Anthony Volpe, no doubt about it. But the fact, again, is that this kid has not proven to be a major league hitter, but the Yankees will continue to stick him in your face, continue to shove him down your throat, give you this fake idea that maybe they're going to do something about it, and they're sitting a player that is objectively better in Jose Caballero, all to continue to shove Anthony Volpe down your throat. And what happened now? The Yankees are actually curb stomping the Washington Nationals today. Home run after home run after home run. A 41-minute inning where they're just bludgeoning this poor kid, Cade Cavalli, and the other guy that they brought in here. It looks like you're playing MLB The Show on rookie mode. Anthony Volpe makes two out of three outs in a 9-run inning, and they're booing him. That's the image that you want for Anthony Volpe right now? An inning that no Yankee fan should be mad about, and they're booing Anthony Volpe because they're sick and tired of it. That's what you want? But, you know, the Yankees are smarter than the rest of us. They're going to continue to trot him out there. It's ridiculous, man. Sometimes I just get at a loss for words here, how they can continue to do this every single day when all I heard was the excuse was, oh, we don't have anybody better. Well, now you do. And you're going to give us the fake facade here that you did something where you sat him for seven innings on Sunday. And let's be real, he would have came into the game if it wasn't a blowout on Monday. Again, pretend benching. It was all fugazi. It was all an act, all a show for the Yankees here, because on Sunday Night Baseball, when you're about to get swept by Boston, they couldn't and didn't want to hear it be a narrative on Sunday night. So they gave you, oh, we're benching him. He's scuffling. We're going to put him on the bench here. It was all fake. It was all fugazi. It was all for show. It was all for theater. That's all it was. Just like when they told you that whatever year that was, that Gary Sanchez was going to catch Gerrit Cole, and they put him out there on opening day for theater just so they didn't have to answer questions about it in the very next start. Guess what? Kyle Higashioka was behind the plate with Gerrit Cole, right? I remember these things. The Yankees think we're all dumb and we don't remember the lies that they told over the years. But I do. I remember them all. And this was another one. Oh, we're going to bench him. He's scuffling. We got to give him a couple days off here. Bullshit. You didn't want, first of all, if the game wasn't on national television on Sunday night, I don't even know if they pulled the trigger on this, is that they didn't want this to be a bigger story than it was. So they did it. They put him back in the game again. Again, timeout, but here's your ice cream after the punishment. And then they wanted to make it look like they actually did something, so they sat him on Monday. And then what did Boone say? Oh, Jose is going to be the 10th guy, and he's just going to be roaming. I haven't seen Jose Caballero the last 2 days. Have you? Did he play yesterday? Did he play right field? He came into the game.
I think he came into the game at a certain point. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did he start though?
No.
Should Jose Caballero be starting on for the 2025 New York Yankees?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he should. When you have a shortstop out there that couldn't hit his way out of a wet paper bag. So now you don't even have that excuse to lean on, saying, "Oh, we don't have anybody better." Jose Caballero is a better baseball player than Anthony Volpe.
Yes.
You want to fight me on that one? I'll fight you to the death on that hill, bro. Name one thing outside of power, outside of having more power, name me one thing that Anthony Volpe does better than Jose Caballero on the baseball field.
Sucks.
If the Yankees are telling you that Ben Rice can take the job from Austin Wells, then Jose Caballero can take the job from Anthony Volpe. If we're dead-ass serious about putting our best nine out there every day, and we're dead-ass serious about making a run to take...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Down the Blue Jays, and we're dead-ass serious about trying to win a World Series this year. Jose Caballero can take this job from Anthony Volpe. The only reason it won't happen is because of that bald weasel's ego and all that shit that he talked to the reporters in that scrum at the winter meetings or whatever that was after the 2023 season. He basically said, well, I'll be laughing in all your faces when Anthony Volpe carries us and he has a big offensive year. When has that ever happened? Again, I gave Anthony Volpe a pass coming into this year for one reason. He kicked ass in the postseason last year. He had an over 800 OPS in the postseason, and I said, anybody that can show up in October after having the 2 years that he did, I'm willing to let it play out one more year. And what has he done? He's fallen on his face one more time. So now all October was is Anthony Volpe's two-week heater where he comes off the milk carton. Because I guarantee you, if they would have played another four or five games there, Anthony Volpe would have went right back on that milk carton. Have you seen me? Have you seen me? Chicken Parm Boy on the milk carton once again. 1 for 37, you said? Aaron Judge couldn't even stay in the lineup on going 1 for 37. They put him on. They give him a day off, bench him. Now, Anthony Volpe, here we go. Unlimited run here. Give me a break. I'm sick and tired of having this conversation. And I keep saying it, and, you know, you guys might be saying I'm being hypocritical. I talked about banning talking about Anthony Volpe on this show in this context. The Yankees keep making this a story. There's nothing else to talk about because they make this a story. Put him on the bench and leave him there. After this series with the White Sox, look at the fucking schedule coming up here. 12 games against playoff teams in Houston. I might have this out of order, but Houston, Toronto, Boston, and Detroit. All teams you're going to see in October. All teams you can't beat. You have a losing record against all those teams this year. You want to prove something to the fans going into October? Beat those teams. It's fun beating up on the Nationals. Beat up on the Astros. And the only way you can do that, one of the ways you can do that is by putting your best nine on the field. And in no way, shape, or form is Anthony Volpe one of your best nine players. In fact, you see this? Bye-bye. Off the desk now. I'm done. He's going on the desk. Hulk Hogan's done more for me in my life than Anthony Volpe. He belongs on the desk. Brother.
Now, Volpe sucks, dude. And today that was the third inning, 15 batters to come up. He gets two of the three outs. That is astonishing. When you look at that, how many batters get to say that they achieved that stat in their careers? You go through the order, halfway through it again, and Volpe's the only one to get two of the outs. He comes up in big places. He ends rallies. You know, Anthony Volpe's rally is let's get it over with and get the bat in someone else's hand. Like, that's what he does. It's just, I got to get this over with. I got to get this at bat over and get on to the next person. Because he's a free out. He's not drawing walks. They're blowing pitches by him. He's swinging at shit. You could tell the kid's pressing. He's definitely listening to what everybody's saying online about him. He knows what he's playing like ass. His dad wants to fight people at Citi Field, which is the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like, I get it. I'm a father. But when your kid sucks, just shut up and don't make things worse for him. That's something that he'll never live down. It's this constant, like, their need to... What the Yankees are doing to him should be illegal, and I equate it to child abuse. He was raised in the Yankee system, and they are treating their child like garbage. There is no reason for them to humiliate him the way that they're doing this, because he can't play. His OPS is fucking, it's not even close to league average. His batting average is absolutely terrible. He's going to dip below fucking 200. It's going to happen. We all know that. There's no way it doesn't. What are they going to do?
I don't want to cut you off here, but if that happens, he's hitting 204 right now. So with another offer on tomorrow night, it'll probably be at around 200. How do you put this kid on the field? It's August 20. Tomorrow's August 28th. How do you put him on the field being a full-time everyday player that has not missed any time due to injury? How do you put him on the field with a batting average under 200?
How do you do that and then
that's
put
him there? That's organizational malpractice. That's organizational malpractice.
What do you do in the playoffs when he does some boneheaded bullshit? He either he picks the ball and he throws it over the first baseman's head, or he swings at a pitch low outside by 25 feet and in the dirt, and he's swinging for the fences. What do you do then? Because that's when it's become like, and it's already unforgivable. It's already unforgivable what they're doing. But what do you do when they do this in the playoffs? Are they going to have the balls to sit there and say, no, we got to play Caballero over him? Is that when they're going to finally do it? Because at a certain point, this is, like you said, malpractice is, you know, I said child abuse. It's terrible. It should be illegal. You can't do this.
Despite Anthony Volpe having 14 more home runs than Jose Caballero, Jose Caballero's OPS is 5 points higher than Anthony Volpe's. Jose Caballero is hitting 28 points higher than Anthony Volpe. And that should tell you how bad Anthony Volpe is, because Caballero's a 230 hitter.
Anthony Volpe's garbage.
He leaves Major League Baseball and steals. He's a better defender. What are you holding on to?
I'm going to Google real quick. Who leads the league and is it, does he lead the league in errors too?
It's either the American League or it might lead the whole Major League Baseball. We got a super chat to get to here from Slim Lewis. It's entirely possible that Volpe has reached his potential. Lots of players are first-round picks, flash talent, and never have a 700 OPS. Yeah, that's probably where we're headed, man, that this is who he is. I said, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's not your franchise shortstop. And right now, Anthony Volpe, I'll read it to you. I'll read this straight off of Baseball Reference, okay? Anthony Volpe, in 2023 had an OPS plus of 81. I use OPS plus to make this point because it's park adjusted and it has a flat 100 as league average. So there's no doing math involved here. 81, which means Anthony Volpe was 19% worse than the average major league hitter as a rookie. In 2024, it was 86, which means that Anthony Volpe had a little bit of an uptick, but he was still 14% worse than the average major league hitter. Now we are in year three where he's had over 500 plate appearances, and Anthony Volpe's OPS plus, you want to guess it, is 83, which means that he's 17% worse than the average major league hitter. So at some point, when are you going to admit that he is a below average major league hitter? And I'm saying you as in the New York Yankees, you as in the people that still come out there and defend him. Pete knows. Pete's seen the post on X I sent in the group chat earlier today of people saying that he's still good. He'll break out of it. Some guy was saying, okay. I have no problem with him being the shortstop next year. Are you delusional? Are you really that delusional? Because Jose Caballero is here till what, 2029, 2030? And right now, it's organizational malpractice to play Anthony Volpe over Jose Caballero. If you're trying to tell me that you're legitimately, seriously trying to win baseball games.
Ellie De La Cruz leads the league with 20 errors. Anthony Volpe second with 17.
So it's just the American League then. Anthony Volpe has an OPS right now currently of 662. 662. Last year it was 657, 666. Do you notice a pattern here?
He sucks, dude. There's no, you know who he is. They did him a disservice. They skipped him over AAA. I think, and I it was a rush to get him up here. They really did him a disservice. This as much as I would hate to say it, we would have been better with fucking Kiner Falefa for an extra year. I don't understand. I know what the rush was, but I don't understand why they wouldn't walk it back in the beginning when it clearly was becoming an issue. That then they had to reinforce it last year, and now this year they're just being flat out stubborn. It's not working. This is not like they're going to have to send him out to the fucking Colorado Rockies where no one's watching baseball for this kid to actually, you know, be able to play baseball at a major league level somewhat, because he's not going to have a fan base that wants to murder him because no one's going to pay attention. Because you can't put him in another big market because he's been so exposed. Everybody hates his guts at the moment. You've ruined him. He cannot have any confidence. Like, none.
I would like, not I, have... Go ahead.
If I would be hanging from a chandelier in my townhouse right now if I were him.
I would not have played Anthony Volpe until the Yankees hit the road tomorrow night in Chicago. I would have kept him away from Yankee fans. I know what the Yankees were thinking. I absolutely know what the Yankees are thinking. We'll beat up on the Nationals. He'll collect a couple of hits, and we can kind of get him on his way here.
Sucks.
0 for 9. He made 2 outs in one inning, getting booed.
Oh, I saw today. Oh, but he had a great defensive game today.
And that's the other thing. Aaron Boone keeps moving the goalposts, saying, oh, you know, I think he's been in a really good spot defensively. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares about what Anthony Volpe does defensively. He can have, if he was hitting 280 with 25 home runs and driving in close to 75, 80 runs, he could have 17 errors and nobody would give a shit. And I'm being dead honest with you right now. Anthony Volpe is here to be a major league hitter, okay? That's what he's here to be. The defense is like an added would have been an added bonus. He could play as poorly as he wanted to defensively. If he was a legitimate major league hitter, nobody would be bringing up his defense. Not he could be the if he was hitting, the Yankees wouldn't care about telling you about how good he is defensively. They're bringing that up because they're trying to deflect what the problem is here. Aaron Boone in the postgame, I only had it on because I had just gotten home and I was trying to just sit down and chill out for like a half hour. And I watched the end of the game and I left it on and Boone came on. And I'm saying to myself, why do I subject myself to this idiot? This bubble-blowing buffoon is up here just straight up gaslighting and lying to everybody. Oh, he's in a really good spot defensively. Who cares?
Fuck him. It's a bullshit.
Oh, great. He didn't make an error today. Congratulations. And then I was watching the game a little bit on my phone in the first inning when they had bases loaded and nobody out, and Volpe lined one to the third baseman, and Ruco's sitting there, you know, playing up the company song. Oh, he hit that really hard. Guess what? When you're 1 for 38, nobody fucking cares about how hard you hit the ball.
Yeah, man, he put the I think was that the one where he it went out towards center field. They caught it, and then he walked back into the dugout.
I think he lined it by down to the third baseman.
Okay, so there's another one. He put the screws to it, and I thought maybe he was gonna get a home run, caught it. No, it was today.
That was late in the game.
And he walked into the dugout, and you saw him. He's got his head down, and everybody's patting him on the back. You feel bad for him. I don't hate him. I just don't want to see him play baseball for the New York Yankees anymore. That's it. Because you watch it, and it just pisses you off. I find myself not watching when he's getting up the bat anymore. I'm losing interest in it. If he played on Monday when I was there, he would have been the one I would have been getting up during the at-bat at, because I would have known it was a free out. That's a problem. He can't hit the ball. The whole thing was his stellar defense, and he's supposed to be able to steal the bases. He can't get on base to steal a fucking base. He can't even draw a walk. It's bad. How many strikeouts does he have? He's not competitive.
Over his last 11 games, this is what Anthony Volpe's done. He's 1 for 37 with a double, 0 walks, and 14 strikeouts.
Jesus Christ. He's terrible.
And you're right. I don't hate Anthony Volpe. This isn't like an Aaron Hicks or Josh Donaldson situation where I loathe those two guys.
No. And the other guy, the one with Tourette's, I didn't like him either.
Who had Tourette's? You Joey Gallo?
That. Yes. I'm coming back to pitch this year. That douchebag.
I didn't. I felt bad. You know what? I felt bad for Joey Gallo, too, because he was just a fish out of water here. And there were people in the organization that said Joey Gallo was not a fit for New York, but the Yankees don't believe that players have heartbeats. They think they're all numbers on a computer screen. And what happened?
Well, Anthony Volpe is an embarrassment. And we take it personal because of where he's from and where we're from. He's a Jersey boy, and we take pride in that. Just like I'm sure people in Ohio take pride for their guys that, you know what I'm saying? It's your local guy. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like we like Bruce Willis in New Jersey because he went to Montclair State University. You know what I'm saying? Like that's we like our local people.
You like Bruce Willis.
I love Bruce Willis. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. You know, and
poor Bruce Willis.
Poor Bruce Willis. But you know, like it's things like that, and that's why you get excited, like, yeah, here we go, and your soul this is gonna be the greatest thing, and I'm gonna enjoy this for the next 10 years, and I'd even get a year of enjoyment out of it. The first year, like, ah, he'll get better. Last year was just frustrating. This year, you're just pissed off. Does he need to go back down to AAA? I don't know.
They'll never do it. They'll never do it.
I don't think it would do anything good for him at this point.
You've already shattered the kid's confidence.
If
the Yankees ever got to the point where they send Anthony Volpe down to AAA, his career is over. Like, there's no coming back from that.
No. He needs to be dealt to a small market team.
You know, the Mets sent Francisco Alvarez down, and he came back, and he was hitting. The Pirates sent David Bednar down, and he came back, and he returned to form. I mean, you know, Christ, you know, guys like Roy Halladay got sent down to the minor leagues after the major league debuts. There's precedent for it. Absolutely. But the Yankees aren't going to do that. Brian Cashman was so arrogant about Anthony Volpe to make that call to send him down to the minor leagues. It would never happen.
No.
Never. That guy's ego will never allow that to happen.
Yeah.
It's a shame because, like you said, I don't hate him, man. I want this for him. I want him to break out of this so bad. I feel you could see it's weighing on him. He's a 24-year-old kid playing for the Yankees, and he's got to be miserable, just absolutely miserable. He's living everybody's dream right now. He's a bachelor in New York City playing for the Yankees, and he probably wants to get run over by the 4 train every time the game is over. That's the position the Yankees put him in.
Yeah.
The Yankees have made the fan base turn on Anthony Volpe. This is what you wanted? You wanted him to be a superstar so badly that they're booing him after the Yankees have just, you know, it was like the Bugs Bunny cartoon when he's just, you know, he hits a home run, he's just running around the bases. You remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon?
No.
Of course you don't. That's what it was like in that inning. But they're booing Anthony Volpe. This is what you turned it into.
Was he the only one that didn't even get a hit today?
I think he was the only one that took an offer today.
Yeah. That's bad. It's a glaring issue. It's out there, and it's the only thing to talk about. I think everybody on the team's hit a home run recently.
Everybody that had an at bat today. Well, no, I'm sorry, Jazz didn't, but he walked 3 times.
He struck out and then 3 walks. So he's the only one that didn't even get on base. Anthony Volpe couldn't even get hit by a friggin' pitch.
It's bad, man. And Volpe and Jazz are the only two that didn't drive in a run today. I'm looking at the box score now. But again, Jazz Jazz at least scored a run. Volpe didn't even do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, man. No, it's
an automatic out. Like, the pitcher's got to, like, when he comes up the bat, these pitchers have to be relieved. They're like, oh, just Volpe.
Yeah, I mean, Hirsch is making a good point. He's the Daniel Jones of the Yankees. Daniel Jones flashed some ability in his rookie year. He had the one big playoff game. That's Anthony Volpe. Flashed ability in his rookie year, had the big playoff game. And the fan base couldn't wait to get rid of him. There was a TikTok that went viral of all these highlights from the Giants preseason of Dart and Jameis and Dexter dancing and how happy the team looks. And Dable's got a smile on his face. And it says, Daniel Jones has finally gone and the Giants love football again. And it's like, I'm waiting for the Anthony Volpe video to come out. The Yankees, that's an excellent comparison. They're both first round picks, you know, a high expect. It doesn't get more comparable than that right there.
No, but Daniel Jones got paid, so I'm going to say that's a little bit worse. He's still getting paid, but.
I mean, yeah, the Giants made the mistake of giving him the contract, but hopefully the Yankees won't make that mistake.
No, how does arbitration and all that stuff work? He's got how many years left before that even happens? I don't even know how they get paid. I've never actually learned how that works.
So basically what happens with arbitration is that they pay you on a scale based on how many years you've been in the league and then your production. That's why like Juan Soto got like $30-something million in his last year.
Yes.
Because that's kind of what the market dictates. So Anthony Volpe, who... I'm going to give you some numbers right here. Let me look this up real quick. So Anthony Volpe this year, being a third-year player, come on, is making $879,000. He's entering his first year of arbitration next year. He's going to owe the Yankees money.
That's crazy. Like, he's not going to – yeah, he's making $800-some thousand a year. He's probably one of the hottest-selling jerseys at one point in time.
He was, like, 19th heading into the season.
It's okay. He's exclusive to Fanatics. So he's getting money every which way. He makes more than $800-some thousand. Kid's probably making a couple million, which isn't a lot of money when you talk pro sports players. It's a lot of money when you talk, you know, a garbage man. But – like, do you think when he goes out to clubs, like, girls, like, throw themselves at him? Or they're like, nah, you're the loser. No sloppy toppy for you.
I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't even show my face outside of my apartment. Like, I would be afraid that people would throw stuff at me.
Like, I post this on X. I say, the Yankees could have done Anthony Volpe a big favor by not playing him again until they went to Chicago. And so they threw him back out there. He went 0-for-9 and was subjected to boos where the Yankees were kicking the snot out of Washington. Smart move. And the guy just called me a clown. Like,
I don't know what people want. They want blood from a stone. It's not going to happen. You know what he is. This is who he is. Is he going to go out and get a better batting coach in the offseason? He's going to come back and put on 20 pounds and start mashing the ball? No.
And look at what Ben Rice did. I mean, Ben Rice, he did that. He put on the muscle. He tried to see areas where he can improve his game. And I don't know that Anthony Volpe's not doing that, but maybe he needs to do something. He's got to do something differently in the offseason here.
Yeah, but Ben Rice did that after playing. How many games did he play last season? Played like half the season, maybe.
Contrary to popular belief here, I don't hate Anthony Volpe. Okay, I don't.
I don't hate anybody except for my boss, not my big boss. And that's about it. I don't hate anybody. I do not hate Anthony Volpe. I legitimately, my best friend's little brother played on the same traveling team as Anthony Volpe. Like, I think that'd be so freaking cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how local he is to us. And, like, that's awesome. We all bump Fetty Wap. That's why Anthony Volpe comes out to a Fetty Wap song because Fetty Wap's a Jersey guy. He's from Paterson, which is two towns away from us. Jersey loves Jersey. New York loves New York. We're all like one area. Connecticut, I don't give a shit about. But we just want to see them do good. And when they don't do good, it's a kick in the nuts to us. No, if Aaron Judge came up and never amounted to anything, would we take it as personal? I don't really think so. He's out of California. You don't have that invested in him. You're invested in Anthony Volpe because, like I said, you were saying he's a local guy to us. That's really what it is, and that's what drives us and gives us the passion behind it. And then he's on our favorite sports team. But they can't keep doing this because you're like... Like I said, like I really don't understand how he's not hanging from a chandelier. Like it's so out there, so out in the open. You have the announcers saying things now, and every podcast you see, it's to talk about. And my mother says Anthony Volpe sucks. You know, like it's like everybody knows that he sucks. Everybody knows it's a problem. People that don't even watch baseball that will watch one or two games a year just catch the headline here and there and just know that I like the Yankees and want to talk to me about something. All start off with, hey, that Anthony Volpe really sucks, huh? Somebody I haven't talked to in 2 years will text me, oh, that Anthony Volpe really sucks. Like that, it's just a conversation piece now. You can't get away from it. It's so out there. It's so in front of you. The Yankees need to do better. They have PR teams. They see what's going on out there. Fuck Cashman. He needs to eat some crow. He shoved Donaldson down our throats like a bunch of assholes. He made us endure our Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. We dealt with friggin' Sanchez and all the bullshit. Like, give us a friggin' break. Like, you got to know when to let go. And then you got, like, Clint Frazier out there, just out there bashing the Yankees left and right, saying it's a shit organization, saying this, that, and the other thing. It's like everything's starting to look like a joke.
Yeah, Clint Frazier.
Needs to fall down a flight of stairs? Yes.
I didn't say that. Okay. I would just take it. You know, I'm not saying he's wrong. He was in the room. I'm just saying he might have an axe to grind here. So...
It's just over the top. It's nonstop. It's in your face. You can't get away from it. You can't.
Look, man, that's just basically it. I mean, I'm wasting so much time talking about him, and I don't know. I'm over it now, and I'm sure that next episode will come up again because it'll probably be 153.
Yeah. Well, I've been to like 14 games this season. I think I've seen him hit the ball once. That's sad. Wow. I'm going to actually look that up. I'm going to look up the games I went to, and I'm going to find out how many Anthony Volpe hits I've seen. I bet you it's not a lot. It's under five.
Let's look at some scores here. See if the Yankees can... Red Sox took the lead top nine against Baltimore. That could have been helpful for the Yankees, but Baltimore's sucks. Twins are beating the Blue Jays right now, okay? But that's only in the fifth, so Toronto's got plenty of time to come back. The Mets are trying to pull off a sweep here of the friggin' Phillies. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. The Mets couldn't even beat the Washington Nationals. What else we got going on? So, there you go. I want to talk about the pitching here. I'm done talking about Anthony Volpe. The show's been on for 45 minutes, and we've been talking about this kid for... 43 of them.
43.
Who pitched yesterday? Heel. Okay, so we were at the game on Monday night, and what a shit show that was. All for a friggin' Hamilton hat, bro.
Oh, my God.
Do people know? I guess people are, like, into Hamilton here.
Like, I don't...
You would have thought that when... I don't know any. I know dick about Hamilton, okay? I'll be the first one to admit it. That's why I asked about it sincerely on Twitter on Monday night, and people are like, how do you not know about Hamilton? Because if they don't play for the Yankees, or if they weren't in a fucking Sylvester Stallone movie, I have no clue about it, okay? Zero. So, excuse me, I don't know about Hamilton. when you told me you got to the stadium a little bit before I did, and you're like, this place is a shit show. I'm like, come on, bro. They're giving away a Hamilton hat. And there it was. It was like Aaron Judge bobblehead day all over again for a Hamilton hat.
It was bad.
Now, granted, these are nicer looking hats than most Yankee hat giveaways are, where if it rains on it, the thing will disintegrate. But then anytime an actor or actress from the show came out to sing, you would have thought that it was the year 2000 and Justin Timberlake and NSYNC were hitting the stage, the way they're just squealing. It sounded like teenage girls squealing at NSYNC back in the day. I'm like, okay.
Those three girls sounded amazing, though. That was like really
good. I didn't say they didn't.
They were good. And I almost kind of want to watch Hamilton now because I think I could watch it on Disney Plus.
I heard it's with the original cast.
But like, it piqued my interest, but that was insane. Like, me and Christian were online. We're moving in. Christian cut in line. And some lady tried to get in line in front of us, and the girl behind us legitimately almost ripped this woman's face off, screaming at her, worried because she was afraid she was not going to get this hat. Like, there was almost a full-blown brawl in line at Yankee Stadium for this hat. Then me and my wife are walking in. They send us, we were supposed to go into the right. For whatever reason, the guy said, no, go to the left. So we go over there. We're waiting to get in. And this mother shows up right after us. She's got 8 tickets. She was pissed off that me and my wife were being let in before her because we only had 2 tickets and she had 8, and she starts mouthing off to my wife for a freaking hat. It was a blue hat with gold stitching on it and a gold star on the side of it with a guy like, you know, I don't know what he was doing.
That's Hamilton.
Okay. It was a hat. It was a $20 hat.
That you sold for $80.
I've never sold anything in the entirety of all the Yankee games I've gone to. And I sat there and I was being a wise ass. I said, I'm gonna put this shit on eBay. I sold one in 5 minutes for $80. Then I got someone else messaging me for the second one. They came and met me at my seat and gave me $70 cash. I never made such quick, easy money. It was so crazy. The guy's like, I don't even know. I'm just buying it for my girl. Good on you, bro. Like, I couldn't believe it.
No, I take every day. We go to a giveaway game, even if I don't want it, I take it home. But when I saw how much they were going for, I was like, for this?
I got 2 Aaron Judge MVP bobbleheads right by me right now. If I was going to sell anything, it would have been those. But, like, I don't. I was just being a wise ass, and I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at all these people. I'm like, oh, you're getting your $70 hat, sweaty. Why are you doing that?
They're fighting over Hamilton hats at Yankee Stadium. It was definitely a different vibe at Yankee Stadium, and then they're friggin' doing the wave, and I'm like, this is what happens when half the people in here wouldn't even know if Aaron Judge sat on their lap.
I hate when they do the wave. I refuse. But it was so packed, you think that you were at a Red Sox game.
Bro, we lapped the entire lower concourse trying to find food.
You couldn't get. LaBelle's was so when I went to opening day, and they had the 99 burger for the first time. That the line for LaBelle's the other day. That's how long the line was for the 99 burger. It was insane.
When we rolled up on that, I thought those people were waiting for drinks at the bar, and I was like,
yes.
I finally. Like in the fourth or fifth inning, the lines were still stupid long. I had to get the chicken bucket with the crab seasoning on it.
The crab seasoning.
Because that was the only line you could walk up to and get food right away.
That and Fuku, fuck you chicken, wherever the hell that is. You could get into Fuku. Nobody likes that one for whatever reason. I think it's pretty decent, so
because
I'll just go there.
I didn't get it because it was like, they said it was like jalapeno juiced waffle fries. I'm like, I'm not eating that.
No,
I ended up eating the crab fries.
I know, and then everybody that was in my section standing up. You got Aaron Judge coming up the bat. Oh, this guy's standing up. Like, there needs to be like etiquette courses to let you into the stadium.
I still don't get it after all this while people are walking around, getting up and shit while Aaron Judge is at bat.
You
can't have to pee that badly, bro.
You got to scream at people to sit down. My wife's only 5 foot tall, So she's sitting in her seat trying to watch the game, and then you got this behemoth standing in front of her. It's like, sit down. Like, what are you doing? People go, like, you pay good money to go to these games, and they just stand and they talk the entire time. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? They got to go, and they're taking pictures with their $20 milkshakes. It's like, you could tell it. That was not a game that people went to because they were going to a Yankee game. They went there for the friggin' hat. It's a Monday night. Last Monday I was there, and it took me 35 minutes to get in.
When we went to when we went to the Minnesota game, we're in and out.
Yes. This, insane.
This is why I stay away from giveaway days now.
I told my ticket rep, I said, I do not want any giveaway days. I don't want any they look at me like I'm weird, but I'm like, I don't want any Red Sox games. I'll take a Blue Jays games because they don't get so bad. The Red Sox games are terrible.
I don't want to be out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Aggravated when I'm at the game by the environment that I'm in.
No,
that's what it comes down. Yeah. And because I said, I got these ticket vouchers. I said, I'm going to go to take my daughter to two games in August. I said, okay, Minnesota. You also look into take a 5-year-old to the game. You don't want the crowd to be rowdy. So you're like Minnesota and Washington. who's going to get worked up over the friggin' Minnesota Twins and the Washington Nationals, right? And then you're like, oh, you texted me earlier in the day. It's like a giveaway day. And I'm like, it's a Hamilton hat, bro. Like, what are people going to be bugging out about that for? And then they were. I don't know. And then now I realize that we're going to the game on the 10th, which is the New York or nowhere hat. Dude, people will be shooting each other over that damn thing.
Yeah, and I got to take my three kids and my wife to that game and you, and it's just going to be all interesting.
Rob, my brother, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. He says, here's a legitimate question. If Boone is so adamant about getting Volpe going, what is he getting him going to? A 200 hitter? Volpe goes 4-for-5 one day and 1-for-34 the next. Consistently inconsistent. That's he's the milk carton boy, Ra. They find him. They bring him home. He runs away again, and he goes right back on the milk carton. He doesn't stay home for very long. Have you seen me? 40,000 people in the Bronx are looking for you every night, Anthony. They can't find you. They found him today when he went 0-for-2 during a 9-run inning, though. They found him.
Boone just needs to shut his face, too. Like, just when ask him a question about Anthony Volpe, he just be like, next. I'm not talking about Volpe today. Next.
I said this a while ago. I wish Aaron Boone would just invoke his Fifth Amendment right every time he's asked a question about Anthony Volpe.
There would be nothing wrong.
I plead the Fifth. I'd rather not.
There'd be nothing wrong. I'm saying I don't want to talk about Anthony Volpe right now. That's for me and him. I would respect him a lot more if he would just handle it like that, because that's letting everybody know this is affecting him and he cares. And don't bullshit me. Don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining.
The forefathers of this country put in a protection for people to not incriminate themselves while speaking. I wish Aaron Boone would uphold that right of his. Okay. Let's speed round a few things here. Number one, Trent Grisham, another home run today, 26 on the year. A throw-in in the Juan Soto deal is helping carry the Yankees in 2025 here. I did not see this coming. I've been on record as saying earlier in the year that I still would have benched him for Jason Dominguez. Turns out I was wrong. One of the few times I've been wrong in my life. Okay, I'll admit being wrong on that one. It just baffles you when you look at the fact that he was on the team last year and they played Verdugo over him in the postseason, and now he's having this type of year. I'm not saying he would have, but you could have made the choice. They chose what they chose. I see a lot of people saying you got to bring back Trent. You got to bring back Trent. It's tempting. Ultimately, I would have to say goodbye. Somebody's going to want to pay him a lot of money, and the Yankees are going to have other holes that they need to fill. And I honestly, it's been fun to watch him at the plate, but I really can't overreact to him doing this, especially in a walk year right now. But he's been great.
That's what it is. It's his walk year. He's playing for a contract. He knows it. And he's trying to have it. He's having a career year, and he has no business being that good.
If I would have told you that Trent Grisham was going to have a 30 home run season back in March, you would have laughed at me.
I would have laughed at you. There's not a doubt about it.
Crackle nuts.
If he was going to bat lead off most of the freaking year too, I would laugh at you. You know what I'm saying?
I think Crackle Nuts stalks me, bro. He says I only sit at the end seat.
How does he know that?
That's what I'm saying, bro. You stalk me, bro? You being a weirdo?
He only sits at the end seat.
I do. I don't like having people around me. So I like the aisle. Big aisle guy. Anyway, also Cam Schlittler, I got to see him for the first time live on Monday, and that was a lot of fun. He's really looking the part, man. The fastball is hitting 100. He's starting to really control his breaking stuff. I think that this is your number three starter in the postseason here.
Yes. 100%. As he's gaining confidence, that ball is just getting better. And I've watched him pitch twice. I was there for the game they brought him up for. And I was like, oh, great. I said to my wife, here we go. They're going to lose again, you know. And I think, what, two or three innings into that game, I was texting you fanatically about how insane this guy was pitching. And he's been money. It's, hey, I don't want to touch the money with him or anything like that. But like it's,
but if the Yankees stay in the wild card position, we know who, right now.
Unless, he's number three. Absolutely.
He's number three. He has to be, unless the Yankees would want him in the middle to split the lefties, and in a winner to go. You know, a game three situation, they would trust Rodon, whatever. It doesn't matter. However you break that down, he's one of your three.
Yes. Will Warren's not consistent enough, and he'll, you could, you know, he's started how many games? You know, it's he's far from being.
And I think he's probably got the best stuff. And here's the thing about Luis Gil, and we saw it again yesterday. The problems with Luis Gil have not changed in the entire time Luis Gil has been in the major leagues. He doesn't throw enough strikes. He doesn't throw enough strikes, and that's a huge problem. I mean, when Luis Gil actually throws strikes, he's unhittable. That's how good Luis Gil's stuff is. Guys cannot touch him when he throws strikes.
No, and then he walks people and he gets himself into trouble.
And I get it. He's working his way back from a long injury. But, I mean, what was it, you know, last year? You're going to give him the same excuse? Fine. But we remember saying that shit about him before he even had Tommy John surgery, that he doesn't throw enough strikes. This is kind of who he is. He's got dominant stuff, just dominant stuff. He doesn't control it well. That's good. I mean, you could stick him at the back end of your rotation. To have Luis Gil as like your number four, I mean, that's a hell of a rotation you got right there. I think ultimately, when you look at the Yankees' rotation for next year, either he or Will Warren's getting traded in the offseason. Because look at this. Cole's coming back. Rodon, Max Fried, Cam Schlittler, and then you have Warren and Heal.
No, if Schlittler finishes out the year the way he's starting, but it's like his ass is on fire, he's definitely there.
I can't imagine. It would honestly, the way Schlittler's pitching, and especially if he's going to go into the postseason as one of your three, how does he start this season in the minor leagues next year?
No, and what people were all asking for, I could see Heal maybe going. I think because there'll be a lot of interest in him in the offseason because they know what he last year, he was lights out. And then when we got more towards as the season went on, obviously he dwindled off a little bit, but then he put it back together. But you kind of he could be a very dominant pitcher. Like you said, when he's in control and he's throwing strikes, he's good. The movement on the ball is just like throwing a wiffle ball. But I don't see the interest being there in Will Warren like there will be on Heal, so I would think that Heal will end up being the one to move. But then again, Cashman's an asshole and wants to hold on to fucking everything and just like hold it and hide it and, you know.
I really think they're going to have to move one of those two guys of Warren and Heal in the offseason because you have three highly paid starters in Cole, Rodon, and Max Fried, and then you're going to have two, and then the other two out of you have Schlittler, and then you pick the one that you like the best, probably. And I know maybe Cole might not be ready for opening day, but he shouldn't be too far behind. And I don't think that you keep yourself from making a trade that can greatly benefit you by trading one of your starters because Cole might miss 3-4 weeks or whatever it is. Then you go out there and you get yourself a stopgap in the off season.
So Boston won. What is this? Or Misses Potato?
What?
Armor is rusted potato. I can't. So it said Boston just won, and can we talk about how fucking good Chapman is after leaving the Yankees? How is that even? That pisses me off. Does that piss you off?
I mean, sure, but
and that pisses me off. I just saw that and I read it and did it. It aggravates me when you got Aroldis Chapman coming up here and they're beating us and he's closing out games on us like douche.
But also, you know, I don't know what he was going through at the time. It was just, whatever.
Maybe Boston lets him be a domestic.
I don't know. Violence. Maybe Boston doesn't care that he uses Bic pens to tattoo himself and get infections right before the postseason.
What a douche. Or shoots his gun out his window in his Florida home because he's mad at his wife. Loser.
The other thing is Max Fried, we touched on this earlier, returning to ace form here again today. One run over seven innings, and you know, before anybody says, "Oh, it was the Nats," well, he got his shit rocked by the Cardinals, who were the worst offensive team in the National League from the All-Star break until he faced them. So, I mean, if you don't make pitches, you don't locate all that stuff that we all know pitchers have to do. You can get beat. Had a little bit of a hiccup there, and what was it, the fifth, when he gave up three straight hits, and then he was, you know.
Yeah, because he was hitless up until then with two walks, I believe.
And the Yankees need Max Fried. The Yankees are not doing anything in the postseason without Max Fried pitching like an ace. So this was encouraging. He backed up the Boston star, which was the one that you really needed to see. You needed him to see him go out there and shove against a really good team. He did. Backed it up with another really good start here. And because it's a four-game set against Chicago, that'll lead him right into game one against Houston. So that's another big test for Max Fried. If he goes out there and pitches well against Houston, I think we can all kind of just put that bad stretch behind us here and look at Max Fried being back to the Aces staff here.
Yeah, maybe the blister finally healed itself.
You know, they're telling you that it had nothing to do with that. Something was holding Max Fried back because he didn't even look like the same guy confidence-wise out on the mound that he was earlier in the season.
No, I can't picture that. Dude, like, I know it's not the same, all right? But I almost cut my finger off with a grinder last year, and I have a callus on my finger that will never go away now. And I cannot grip things the right way with my finger now. And it annoys the shit out of me. Now, if I was a major league pitcher and I was trying to do that, I could see how that would affect you that greatly. So I'm saying maybe it's just finally healed up. Maybe the tenderness just went away. But there was something going on. He has looked better. But
Sports for
no...
Life wants to know if we can make a... Guy, they basically did put him on the 10-day IL because if you counted the days in between his last start against the Cubs to when he's pitched against Toronto. Was it Toronto or Atlanta? What did it? No. Who did he face? It doesn't matter. Count the number of days. He was basically on the IL.
Yeah.
They backed him up to that final game there, so he had over 10 days in between starts. So it was
then
basically...
they changed the rotation for him to end up at a later day.
So they tried it. I mean, maybe he needed more time. It's possible, but they gave him a lot of time. They needed him back. Crackle Nuts, can you give me something original? You used the horn beeping one before, okay? I mean, if you're gonna bump these, you gotta at least be original here. Don't repeat jokes. Expect better out of you.
God, I love reading them.
Sports for Life said he wants to know if we think the Yankees can make a run in the postseason. I think they can. I don't see why they can't. I mean, these 12 games coming up after Chicago is gonna give me a better idea of whether they can or not. But if they're healthy. And Max Fried is pitching like an ace. Why can't they?
I mean, anything's possible. Like someone said something to me the other day. I said, dude, it's October. Anything's possible. Because once you make it to the postseason, nothing else matters. You know, if they're going to walk Anthony Volpe out there every fucking day, though, no, I don't think that they can make a run on it. Because I think he kills everything that he touches.
You know, it's just, are the Yankees going to have the balls and be willing to hurt people's feelings? Like, you know, we went through this with Devin Williams where they wanted to keep using him as a closer and everyone said, you can't be worried about hurting people's feelings. Like, are we going to worry about hurting Brian Cashman's feelings and Anthony Volpe's feelings, or are we going to go out there to win baseball? You know, if the Yankees put out the best team possible, yeah, maybe they can make a run. Am I confident in them doing that? No. Am I hopeful? Yes. I'll always be hopeful. Do I think that they can win? Sure.
With Fernando Cruz back and Weaver and Bednar at the back end of the bullpen, you just need one of Williams and Duvall to get hot to give you a fourth guy, along with Tim Hill being the guy for your lefties. You have your bullpen set. You know, you feel pretty good with Fried, Rodon, and Schlittler in your rotation. It's just that the same thing we talk about all the time is, are they going to hit enough?
Yeah, the offense can't fall flat on their face and just disappear.
You know, and that's the kind of the last thing we're going to touch on here is 99, man. He hit a home run today. Great. I mentioned this on Sunday. I still feel like something's holding him back here.
Strikeout machine lately.
You know, whether it's mental or physical, him being the full-time DH and, you know, this elbow is, we're not seeing the best of Aaron Judge right now. And we all know the Yankees are going to need him come October. You know, when the Yankees lost those first three to Boston, everybody's coming after Aaron Judge. You know, and he's got to deal with the shrapnel coming at him. He's the captain of the team. I don't subscribe to the theory that he's, I should have never re-signed him or all this other crazy shit that people say. But it's the same thing with A-Rod. He couldn't do it until he did it. And Aaron Judge is going to have to do it. We all know that. The Yankees are probably World Series champions if Aaron Judge has a big World Series. The outcome of that series is drastic. The way that series plays out is drastically different if he wakes up in one of the first three games of that series. Or maybe in the first three games there. We know he has to do it. And I'm not really worried about him needing Tommy John surgery in the offseason, because it doesn't mean shit to me. He's a hitter. It doesn't ruin 2026 for the Yankees if he does have to get it.
Yeah, because he could get it and he could come back and he could DH in the beginning of the season, and then he'll be back into the outfield before the season's over.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani had Tommy John surgery in September of 2023. He was on the opening day roster. He played opening day for the Dodgers last year. I mean, why would and Bryce Harper had Tommy John surgery, didn't miss a full season. Why would Aaron Judge be any different? Obviously, he'd have to DH. Maybe he'd play some first base. They'd have to do something with him. He couldn't play right field right away. But I don't think it means anything for 26. He's not a pitcher.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as it doesn't hurt as much.
But obviously right now this elbow injury is affecting him at the plate. Whether, like I said, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, he's not Aaron Judge right now. And I know people still want to make the argument that he's the MVP. You know what? Cal Raleigh's the MVP right now. You want me to say it? I said it. They're going to give it to him. Aaron Judge is going to beat him in every other metric except for home runs and runs batted in. And because he's a catcher and he's going to hit close to 60 home runs, they're going to give it to him. And you know what? If Aaron Judge was healthy and didn't have this slide, he'd hit close to 60 and with a OPS around 1,200, hitting .330. And, I mean, how could you say that Aaron Judge isn't the MVP at that point? But that's not what's happening right now.
No, there'll be for people that vote for Cal Raleigh just because it's not Aaron Judge. So, I mean, there's, I think, what's Cal Raleigh's batting average?
It's in like .249.
Yeah, Judge was .300 when he hit 62, right? I mean, like, Cal Raleigh's just swinging for the fences.
When Aaron Judge hit 62, God damn it. I think he hit 311. Was he 311? Why do I
think
he's
311. I want to say it was 311. But, you know, that's what made that so impressive. I mean,
it's, I don't know. Why do I know that? Hit 311 when he hit 62 with a 1.11 OPS.
Yeah.
So even, now Raleigh hasn't even broken 1,000. Excuse me.
No, Aaron Judge is definitely the better hitter. I mean, but Cal Raleigh's playing, he's playing catcher, the most demanding, you know, whatever. I don't know. I see an argument for both of them, but I'm not impressed with the, as you are with Aaron Judge's, his batting average was through the fucking roof.
Well, they told you that Aaron Judge's home runs didn't matter in 2017, and now they're going to tell you that Cal Raleigh's do, though. So
they were juiced balls.
Well, here we go. Toronto's making a comeback here. 8-6 in the sixth with two on and one out.
Canada sucks. It's such a killjoy.
Hey, Scott writes in the chat. Don't say that.
That what they say? My favorite moment as a baseball fan was Aaron Judge cracking a home run and denting the Toronto sign. I love it. That should be a Topps Now t-shirt.
They did make a t-shirt of it.
That's so great.
All right, so the Yankees are done here with the Nationals, hitting the road now to take on the Chicago White Sox. Four games here leading into Labor Day weekend. I can't believe when the Yankees are done playing on Sunday, it'll be September, which is friggin' wild here. 7:40 tomorrow night, it's going to be Will Warren against Davis Martin. And then on Friday, 7:40, Carlos Rodon against old pal Yoendris Gomez, okay? I didn't know he was on the Chicago White Sox. 7:10 on Saturday, Cam Schlittler against Shane Smith. And then to wrap it up on Sunday, 2:10, Luis Gil against Martin Perez here. So Martin Perez is not a joke here. So far this season, 7 games, 1-3, but 0.95 whip, 2.02 on the ERA. So it might be give the Yankees a little trouble, but there's absolutely zero reason the Yankees should walk away from this series against the White Sox with less than 3 wins.
I want 4.
I mean, they should try to get greedy. They should absolutely get greedy and try to sweep here, but there's absolutely zero reason that they walk away with less than 3 wins here.
I want 4. You need 4. You got to hope that the Toronto fucks up, and then we could, because I'd much rather win the division than going as a wild card. I don't have the confidence in him.
So, last thing we'll say here tonight is, Giancarlo Stanton, you are the man.
Yes, he is.
He's changed his stance. He's got 2 bad elbows. And this guy is just on an absolute tear. Just nothing he does amazes me anymore.
No, did he hit a home run yesterday?
Yeah, he did. 450.
He hit a home run yesterday, and then he hit that base-clearing double, right?
And if you look at the bases-clearing double from Tuesday night, he was out in front of that pitch. He had no business hitting that pitch off the wall.
I thought that was gone, too.
And he nearly hit it out.
I was having a very bad day yesterday. A very bad day yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton turned it around for me. That was like the most like animated I had gotten.
Yeah, Scott said he's got 46 RBIs and 163 at bats.
Yeah. It's filthy. It's filthy.
So, I mean, at least we know. Just keep, look, man, I know everybody gets mad every time, especially now with the Judge situation, and he's got a DH and people get triggered when they don't see Giancarlo Stanton's name in the lineup. And I get it. Absolutely get it. Right. But we have to get to October with this guy.
Yes.
We have to get to October. You want to talk about things that can ruin my mood for the Yankees going into October? It's if we don't have a healthy Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes. No, because without Giancarlo Stanton, I want to think about it. Because he was the man last postseason. Him and Soto, but you know, you need Giancarlo Stanton in that lineup every day come October.
I want to look at something real quick before we say goodbye here. So Giancarlo Stanton has a career 994 OPS in the postseason for the Yankees. That's in 41 games. He's hit 18 home runs. He's hit 18 home runs in 41 postseason games for the Yankees.
That's crazy.
And some of you will sit there and disrespect this, man.
They want him traded. Trade him. Trade the guy with a no-trade clause.
Get rid of Giancarlo Stanton. 18 home runs in 41 games in the postseason for the Yankees. Why don't you sit on that one for a while?
Giancarlo.
So do you want to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce or no?
Oh, geez, no. Why would you even bring that shit up?
Because it'll boost our algorithm if we mention them on the show.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, let's talk about them. Taylor Swift, can't stand her. Travis Kelce, can't stand him.
What if Taylor married Giancarlo Stanton instead?
If Taylor Swift married Giancarlo Stanton instead, he'd probably bat like shit because he'd want to kill himself. Her music hurts my ears. My daughter plays her music. I'm like, what is this shit?
It's Taylor Swift, dog.
It is not country music. Is it pop?
No, it's not country music, bro. She hasn't been country in years.
Our song is a slam screen door. That's all I know.
All right, so there we go. We mentioned them there. We got that out of the way. And hopefully you've gotten this out of the way. If you've been in a chat with us all night tonight, you've liked this video, you subscribe to NYY Underground. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, you've already left us a 5-star rating and review. If you haven't done so, please do so. And please make sure you are subscribed to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We have no scheduled live shows through September, so we don't want you guys to miss anything. Not saying that we won't be here, just saying we have no live shows scheduled throughout September. So please make sure you are subscribed to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you can keep up with everything we're doing through the Yankee stretch run here into the postseason, okay? And make sure you tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. I want to thank everybody for their continued support, and we want to thank everybody for listening and watching episode 489. Sam, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Can't make a promise, but I do my best. 25 sitting on 25 racks. Just got started, no, we ain't done yet. Bought a new crib, that's a goddamn flex. Sign that check. Told them last year that I've been up next. Can't take calls, but I send that text. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.